Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks. Match Group Inc., NASDAQ, MTCH, faces proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Match Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ as MTCH, is currently facing a proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Despite holding a moderate buy consensus rating from Wall Street analysts, the stock has underperformed broader market indices. Technical indicators show a more bearish outlook, with the stock rated as a 72% sell. As of the latest trading session, Match Group shares are priced at $30.26, reflecting a 1.0% increase from the previous close. Match Group Inc. is known for its dating products like Tinder and Match.com, designed to help people find meaningful connections. Headquartered in Dallas, Texas, Match Group continues to innovate in the online dating space.
AI News Breaks: Meta Platforms Inc. launches Edits app to empower creators. Meta Platforms Inc., trading under NASDAQ as Meta, has launched the Edits app to empower creators. Following a strong earnings report, Morningstar rates Meta as undervalued with a fair value estimate of $770 per share. The company's focus on AI and advertising revenue has garnered confidence among analysts despite potential challenges. As of 2:37 p.m. ET on May 7, 2025, Meta's stock is trading at $595.07, up 1.34%. Meta Platforms is known for products like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus, aiming to connect users and explore the metaverse. AI Newswire, part of the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN, provides cutting-edge AI news and corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. A News Breaks: Alphabet Inc. gains momentum as tariff clarity lifts growth stock sentiment. Alphabet Inc., traded as Google and Google on NASDAQ, faced a stock decline amid reports of Apple considering integrate AI's AI technology into Safari. This move could challenge Google's web search dominance. Apple is exploring AI search features for iOS 18, potentially shifting from Google to OpenAI. Investors are concerned about Apple diversifying away from Google's search tools. As of the latest trading session, Alphabet's Class C shares are down 2.8%, trading near $165.20. Alphabet, with Google as its largest business, focuses on innovation and AI to make information universally accessible. AI Newswire, a platform specializing in AI advancements, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit dub.ainewswire.com.
Green Car News Breaks: Tesla Inc. NASDAQ TSLA faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc. is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board, due to CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and declining performance. The board overseeing $500 million in assets voted 4-2 to halt new investments in Tesla, following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with national and international pressures for divestment, with calls from New York legislators and actions by major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. Tesla's stock is currently trading at $354.11, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close. For more information, visit the Green Car Stocks website. Green Car News Breaks: Tesla Inc. TSLA faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TSLA, is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board due to concerns over CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and the company's declining performance. The board, managing $500 million in assets, voted to halt new investments in Tesla stock following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with broader national and international pressures, with calls for divestment from New York legislators, labor unions, and major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. As of the latest trading session, Tesla stock is trading at 354.11 cents, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close.
Zero-day options, priced appropriately despite market volatility. Insights from CBOE webinar with Benzinga. Market volatility is currently at COVID-19 levels, but 0 days to expiration option trades remain steady. During a recent Benzinga webinar with CBOE, Henry Schwartz discussed the efficient pricing of zero DTE options despite extreme market conditions. Schwartz emphasized the importance of having a trading plan and consistency when engaging in zero-day trades. Benefits of trading zero DTE options include high liquidity, potentially lower premiums, and the flexibility to react to short-term price movements. While options are regulated investment tools, every financial investment carries risk. Understanding potential profit and loss is crucial. Schwartz also highlighted popular zero DTE option strategies and tools for traders to leverage, emphasizing the importance of having a plan and being consistent for success in trading.
Oil and gas are still going strong as countries seek energy security. Despite calls to switch to renewable energy, natural gas and oil, along with LNG, continue to dominate the energy mix in various countries. This reliance on fossil fuels is driven by the need for energy security and economic growth. Different regions face unique energy security challenges, creating opportunities for industry players like GEMXX Corp, OTMZ, to meet market demands. To stay updated on GEMXX Corp, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a diverse audience.
Forian Inc. to announce first quarter 2025 results on May 14, 2025. Forian Inc., a leading provider of data science-driven information and analytics solutions, will announce its first quarter 2025 financial results on May 14, 2025, after the close of the market. The company will host a conference call and webcast at 4:30 p.m. ET on May 14, 2025, to discuss the results. To register for the conference call, visit Forian's website. The webcast will be available live on their website as well. Forian specializes in data management capabilities and proprietary information and analytics solutions for the life sciences, healthcare, and financial services industries. For more information, please visit www.forian.com.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ FSE, GY2, secures up to $100 million in project financing for 97 MELT U.S. solar portfolio. SolarBank Corporation, listed as NASDAQ SEUNTH Sun and FSE GY2, has secured up to $100 million in project financing for 97 megawatts of solar power projects in the U.S. The financing, done through a joint venture with subsidiary Abundant Solar Power Inc. and CIM Group, will not involve issuing new shares. SolarBank will retain majority ownership of the 21 projects, with CIM acquiring non-convertible preferred equity. The deal includes a revenue-sharing model, tax credit transfers, and redemption rights after a 5-year holding period. For more information about SolarBank Corporation, visit solarbankcorp.com. Investor news breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, secures $8 million Series A investment to fuel growth and NASDAQ uplisting plans. Favo Capital Inc., a fast-growing private credit platform, has secured an $8 million Series A preferred equity investment from Stewards Investment Capital. The funding will support expanding SMB funding, restructuring debt notes, and growing lending partnerships, while also preparing for a NASDAQ uplisting. Executives highlighted the platform's scalability and strategic partnership. Favo Capital specializes in flexible funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, utilizing advanced underwriting models and a client-centric approach. For more information, visit Favo Capital's website.
Biomed News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, sets 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15th. Transcode Therapeutics Inc. Nasdaq RNAZ will implement a 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15, 2025 at 12:01 a.m. EDT. The move aims to raise the company's per-share price to maintain compliance with Nasdaq's minimum bid price requirement. Post-split, Transcode's outstanding common stock will decrease from approximately 23.3 million to about 833,620 shares. No fractional shares will be issued. Amounts will be rounded up to the nearest whole share. VStock Transfer LLC will act as the exchange agent. The new CUSIP number will be 89357L501.
AI News Breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDVLT, partners with Cove to launch secure tokenized data vending platform. DataVault AI Inc. partners with Cove IO Inc. to launch a secure tokenized data vending platform at IBM Think 2025 in Boston. The joint solution integrates DataVault's DataVault with Cove SDM software-defined memory, offering enterprises in finance, biotech, and defense a compliant and real-time way to monetize underutilized data. The platform supports encrypted smart contracts and integrates with Snowflake and Databricks, positioning the companies to address the $700 billion data monetization market.
Experts share top market takes at the Money Show Masters Symposium Miami. The Money Show Masters Symposium Miami is set to take place from May 15th through May 17th, 2025, at the Hyatt Regency Miami. Attendees can expect to receive top investor tips and advice from industry experts, including financial analysts, money managers, strategists, and advisors. Money Show has been guiding traders and investors for over 44 years, providing optimal resources to maximize profits. To learn more about this event, visit the provided link. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform that offers advanced press release syndication for companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. America expresses interest in hydropower projects in Bulgaria, Romania. The United States of America has expressed interest in developing hydropower projects in Romania and Bulgaria. U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright recently met with Bulgaria's Minister of Energy Zeko Stankov and Romania's Minister of Energy Sebastian Berduja to discuss bilateral collaborations on renewable energy projects in both countries. Over time, renewable energy generation is bound to accelerate around the world. This will increase the level of impact that other climate-friendly technologies, like zero-emission vehicles from entities like Mullen Automotive Ezekwel N, have, especially when those vehicles are topped up using renewable energy sources. Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, announces $1 million share buyback program. Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, has announced a $1 million share buyback program. The company's board of directors approved the purchase of up to $1,000 worth of common stock through market acquisitions. CEO Daniel Contreras stated that this initiative aims to create long-term value for shareholders, as the stock is currently undervalued. CFO Daniel Gilcher emphasized that the buyback program is an initial commitment and may be extended in the future. All funds for the buyback will come from operations. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on delivering messaging, voice, and digital communication solutions to global enterprises. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.